family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick. We've been fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with Lube Jobs? Lube Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but hope.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet turd. Nice, sweet
turd. Yeah, yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got another classic Sextastic Tuesday on deck. It's a good one, though. I don't remember reading this story. I don't remember a lot of my shows, actually. But then I guess next week we'll do a new show. I know we've done a couple classic Sextastic Tuesdays in a row here. But these have all been requests, believe it or not. Took me a while to find this one because, like I said, I couldn't find it. But Jamie emailed me. I don't know if Jamie's a girl or a guy, but he or she wanted to hear the Bert and Ernie porn I read back in 2007. So we're going to do that in just a second. Like I said, I do have an extended show for you today. So if you are sideshow freaks, you're going to get 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. Next week is going to be a full week of sideshow exclusive programs. So if you're not yet a member, sign up right now. Non-paying members are going to get best of shows and maybe a video cast or something. Speaking of video cast, I have a new video cast lined up too. It'll probably be posted for Sideshow Freaks tomorrow. So a lot of great stuff being posted on the Sideshow feed. Sign up right now. Now, before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, I've got a new song from Tonetta here. We haven't played him in a while. He's got a song called Loads of Fun that he recently posted on his YouTube channel. Now, when he says loads of fun, you can pretty much be certain that the loads he's referring to is cum.
I liked who I met and loved what you had. So exquisite and tasteful, as a matter of fact.
Real quick, I just want to mention that the first couple lines of the song seemed rather innocent, huh? And then things took a turn for the worse.
The ass.
Yes.
And filled my testicles.
Testicles.
I sucked your sickle and swallowed the blast. I just know. Licking ass. Yeah.
I swallowed your sickle? Is that what he said? This is pretty good.
And you did me up the ass.
Did me up the ass.
And filled my testicles.
Testicles.
I sucked your sickle and swallowed the blast. I just know.
I sucked the sickle and swallowed the blast.
Licking ass. Yeah.
Lyrical genius.
I love you to taste cum and nibble at your bum. But most of all, baby, you are loads of fun. Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's Loads of Fun from Tonetta. You can find that video on YouTube. Now for Sextastic Tuesday. This is just a silly, stupid bit where I try to find horribly written porno stories. Today, like I mentioned, we've got Sesame Street porn. Let's ruin your childhood right now. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
All right, here we go. Reality TV is not always real. Isn't that how Bert talks? Yes, reality TV is not always real. And we are the granddaddies of it all. My name is Bert. And when my buddy Ernie and I were asked to be on TV, we didn't have to think twice. The cameras came in and captured our lives for all to see. But what they showed couldn't have been further from the true hell that existed when the cameras were off. For our TV friends, I appeared to be in control, a bully even. But in reality, I was only a puppet to Ernie's masochistic desires. A toy for his delight. And so stupid. And more nights than not, I would be left in tears. The innocent hobbies that everyone was so familiar with turned into pain-ridden encounters, sexual games. Last night I was sitting naked on my bed looking at my pop can collection when he came home. Ernie had been down at the park watching pigeons, as he often did, but there was no innocence in that act. He was looking for a prize to bring home. The front door slammed and he came into the bedroom. Bert, what the fuck are you doing? He screamed. I'm just counting my pop caps. Get up! I got up. I got up, shaking from the bed. Ernie went over and dumped all my remaining pop caps onto my bed and spread them out over the surface. Stop crying, you bitch! With that, Ernie reached into his nightstand and grabbed his rubber ducky. He always kept it there for times like this. He walked over to me and shoved the ducky into my mouth.
This will keep you quiet! Get on the fucking bed! Face down!
I know, my impression is spot on, right? I stumbled a little and did as he told. When I got on the bed, I could feel some of the bottle caps cutting into my skin. The sharp sides on many were facing up, and with the weight of my body, they pressed into my flesh. I felt my cock beginning to pulsate. So much pain, but somehow strangely erotic. The harder my cock grew, the more pain, as the pop caps that were pressed against it began to rip into the soft flesh. But I loved the feeling. I began to squirm just to feel the caps scrape against my skin. Ernie walked up to me and smacked my ass.
I know what you want, he whispered.
Oh.
I know what you want.
I could hear a quiet coo as he pulled a pigeon out of his pocket.
Where the hell is this story going?
I then felt Ernie's finger probing at my ass.
How about some bird seed?
I then felt his fingers prodding deeper. He was taking bird seed and sprinkle it.
Oh, I know where the story's going now.
And sprinkling it across my body and pushing some into my ass. He gently stroked the feathers of the pigeon and set it upon my bare ass. I could feel it pecking, eating the seed. I was getting nervous as it got closer to my hole. At first, the pecks were incredible. Soft, gentle, and I could feel the pigeon's beak getting closer to my waiting asshole. And pecking, digging a little deeper. And without realizing what I was doing, I let out a woeful sigh of delight.
You like this, you fuck?
Ernie screamed.
We're going to stop right there for just a minute to learn about the number 12.
12.
And back to the story.
You like this, you fuck?
He grabbed the neck of the pigeon and forced its head into my asshole. I could feel the pigeon begin to struggle and it started pecking harder, and he forced its head deeper and deeper into my ass. The pain was incredible. I could feel its beak tearing at the insides of my ass. God, it felt like it was ripping my intestines apart. So much pain! Then at once, I heard a crack, and it was over. Ernie had broken the pigeon's neck as its head was buried deep in my ass.
Do you like it now, bitch?
He whispered. I felt him pull the bird from my hole, and I turned my head towards him. I could not stop the tears from rolling down my cheeks. I looked up and Ernie was looking straight into my eyes, holding the dead pigeon in his hands. The poor bird, now covered with blood and shit. He pulled the bird up to his mouth and placed its head in his mouth, sucking it clean. He reached down and removed the ducky from my mouth. We're going to stop again just for a quick moment to learn all about the letter V.
V. Vacuum.
Thank you, Mr. Typewriter. My favorite character.
Roll over!
Slowly I rolled, peeling away the bottle caps that I was laying on. Some fell away, others had become so deeply embedded in my skin that they never moved.
You want a taste?
He asked. No, I whispered.
Too bad, fag.
He screamed as he took the pigeon and forced its head into my mouth.
Tastes good, doesn't it?
I couldn't say a word, just lay there with his dead bird's head in my mouth.
Oh yeah, one more thing,
he exclaimed, and before I knew it, he drew back and gave me a vicious punch to the bottom of my chin, forcing my mouth closed, cleanly removing the pigeon's head from its body. As its blood dripped down my chin, Ernie leaned down and asked me for a kiss. I kissed him, and felt him force his tongue into my mouth as he swept the bird's head into his own. As he pulled away, I could hear the crunching sounds as he chewed the pigeon's head. Then, it was all over. With one swallow, the head was gone.
Get a fucking shower,
he screamed.
And wash your sheets.
With that, Ernie turned and left the room, slamming the door behind him. Now, with him gone, my mind began to think about all that had happened, and I could truly enjoy the memories as I began to stroke my hard cock. The end.
That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for February 22nd, 2011, brought to you by our good friends, and I really do mean this, I love these guys, AdamandEve.com. They've been a sponsor for a long time now. They really believe in Sextastic Tuesday. They love to gross you out. But more than that, they want to help you get off. So for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. That's an amazing deal. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. So find something you like. You get 50% off just about any item. You'll see the new price reflected in your little shopping cart when you use the coupon code FREAK. And then you'll also see that you get free shipping and all your goodies. Now, if I could make a suggestion, I'm looking at some of the new items they've been receiving over there. Fascinating. Fascinating. Like, even if you don't want to purchase something, go to Adam and Eve. You'll learn so much about new and exciting developments in sex toys. Did you know there's a thing called the Adonis Penis Extension? And what this is, if you have a little penis and you can't please your lady friend with it, you stick your cock in this penis extension, and you can still feel your dick being worked over, but she can actually feel something too. It's like a sock or a glove. That's only $14.95. Use that, 50% off. It's going to cost you what, like $7? $7.50, something like that. There's also something called the Adam and Eve Crystal Bang Bang Cock Ring. It kind of looks like something Indiana Jones would be after. I'm after the Crystal Bang Bang Cock Ring in the Temple of Doom. So yeah, check out Adam and Eve. They got stuff for you lady freaks. You know, Tim Henson's Pussy Posse. They've also got stuff for guys, of course. Adult DVDs, male masturbators, lingerie, toys, lube, all sorts of stuff. Go there right now. Save 50% using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, I already mentioned this, but if you're not Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. Support the program. Really do appreciate it. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, and for that, you get an exclusive RSS feed where you can grab brand new episodes of DV, plus we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast. You'll grab all that stuff. You can you can download it from the website, but you get an RSS feed, too, if you want to plug that into iTunes or something. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
I'm still not sure how to use this audio program. That was my fault. Yeah, the first story we have for you comes from our most fucked up state. All right. The surprise has been ruined. A Naples woman was arrested Sunday after deputies say she attacked her roommate over a box of Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. Uh-huh. Hersha Howard... I hate fucking Thin Mints. I think I'm the only person in the world who dislikes the taste of chocolate and mint together. I like mint. I like chocolate. I don't like them combined. If you're going to go for a Girl Scout cookie, you go with the tagalongs. Chocolate and peanut butter. Two tastes that were meant to go together. Like my dick and nuts. It's another good combo. Yes. Hersha Howard, 31, was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Howard's roommate, Jasmine Wade... By the way, I ordered tons of Girl Scout cookies this year, and I don't know where they're at. Are they starting to be delivered yet? Come on. I need my Samoas. Which I don't really... I didn't like those either up until recently. I didn't really care for the coconut, but now I like it. I know you people don't care. I just like hearing myself talk. Howard's roommate, Jasmine Wank, told deputies she was asleep when Howard burst into her bedroom and accused her of eating the cookies. Well, they are a very precious commodity. Goddamn Girl Scouts only sell those things once a year. You hoard the cookies. Wank said she gave them to Howard's kids because they were awake and hungry at 1 a.m. The women began to argue, then Howard reportedly jumped on top of Wank and struck her in the face. The two continued to fight until Wank's husband separated them. When Wank... I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. It's W-A-N-K-E. Looks like Wank to me. When Wank walked out of the bedroom, Howard grabbed a pair of scissors, holy shit, and began chasing and threatening Wank. As the woman ran down the stairs, Howard reportedly dropped the scissors, picked up a board, and struck Wank. Wank then ran into the kitchen, where Howard confronted and attacked her again. During the fight, Howard bit Wank in the breast, hot, and continued to hit her until the two were separated again. The women ran out of the house, then Howard reportedly picked up a sign, and she's like the Hulk! She's pulling stop signs out of the road and shit! She-Hulk, angry! Yes, after she picked up the sign and struck Wank, Wank's husband tackled Howard, and then deputies arrived and arrested her. She was taken to the Naples Jail Center for booking, so there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Canada. A live-in male nanny. Oh, no. This can only be disgusting and horrible. No news story that starts out, a live-in male nanny ends well. This is Distorted View afterwards. A live-in male nanny who had a disturbing fetish, see what I mean, for soiled nappies and kept a dirty diaper underneath his bed pillow. He'd wish upon it before he went to bed each night. That's so disgusting. You wake up smelling like shit. Anyways, he's been jailed for 16 months. Tony Barnes, 30, had 63 pornographic pictures of children and hundreds of babies and young girls in nappies on his laptop. He was arrested in 2009 after his boss, a mother of three from Winnipeg in Canada, tried to close his laptop and found the sexually explicit pictures. Police searched his room after obtaining a warrant and found an abundance of diapers. In abundance. What a way to describe many. Including a dirty one under the pillow, said Terry McComb, the prosecuting attorney. They also found the pictures of children in a series of online chats in which he freely discussed sexually abusing children, often using soiled nappies. Ew. Rub this diaper on your cock. He was hired 5 months before by the parents through Nannies International, which provided glowing work references. The family just thought he was golden. They thought he was great. Barnes, who was not accused of abusing children, told police he wore nappies until he was 4 years old, and then again as an adult. I feel like we've read this story before. Ooh. Almost puked there. Did we read this story? Is this a Distorted View update? Jesus Christ, I have a horrible memory. His sexual interest is readily apparent in wearing the diapers. This individual has an awareness problem that is pretty deep-seated, said Mr. McComb. Most child prawn offenders are considered unlikely to reoffend because of the shame associated with the crime. I feel like I remember reading that line specifically. There's no evidence he does any of these things other than it being a fetish in his head, other than the diapers. The fetish causes people to get in a state of angst. Barnes wants to return to child care work when he gets out of jail. Good luck with that. Interesting to note, I don't remember this part, the minimum sentence for child pornography possession is 45 days in prison. That's it. That doesn't seem like a lot at all. I'm gonna get me some child porn now. Final story we have for you today, this one comes from the UK. A pupil has been expelled after he and his friends took a snap of one of them putting their dangly bits in a teacher's mug. Okay. The member of staff only discovered the sick stunt after the picture was posted on the internet. Three of the boys' friends were also suspended over the prank, which left the teacher deeply traumatized. Oh, come on, it's just balls, man. Since she unwittingly used the mug afterwards. The disturbing incident took place in a corridor at Benfield School. In the latest example of youths using social networking sites to bully others, the school's own investigation revealed the student who took the cup had been urging friends on Facebook to dare him to carry out risky or bad-taste pranks. The source said, God, I love Facebook. It's almost right up there with YouTube. A source said the boys saw the cup in a classroom, which they then took. They did the deed in the corridor. It all came from one of them on Facebook asking his friends, who dares me to do this? The upshot is one of them has been permanently excluded, or expelled, and three are on fixed-term exclusions. I don't know what that means. The authorities have decided it was horseplay that got out of hand. It's understood the teacher was off work for some time after the incident. It's, again, it's just balls. It's a little embarrassing, but that's about it. Come on. An insider said the parents of those involved supported the school's tough actions, and all involved now regretted what they had done. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Sam, it's Windowlicker. I just want to say I didn't call for a whole week. Do you know why? Because some dumbass on my Facebook Baker-acted me, put me in a mental institution. So I just wanted to call really quickly and say people still use PCP all the time. Someone used PCP on my go-home slip for the mental institution. You know, primary care physician, but I'm bummed. Rim shot.
Okay, wait a second. You were in a mental institution?
Hey, Tim, it's Windowlicker. I just want to say I didn't call for a whole week. Do you know why? Because some dumbass on my Facebook Baker-acted me. Put me in a mental institution. So I just wanted to call really quick.
How did that happen? Explain yourself.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Rich Leather and I wife sitting down. I've got a tip or two to pass along to you for your potential interview with Raymond 14. I would ask that you keep the question short and very simple, because as we all know, Raymond 14's brain has a tendency to stall. And
well, his brain is kind of like a milkshake.
An entire sentence out. One thing in particular I remember was when he was talking about the vuvuzelas from the World Cup. And he was trying to describe what a vuvuzela was as, you know, a long trumpet thing, but
yes,
halfway through his thought, I think if you listen closely, you can actually hear the train of thought derailing inside his little pea brain. But I hope you haven't had the interview yet. I know you're behind a little bit,
course.
But, oh man, I am really looking forward.
He said he would do it, and I haven't heard from him since. I've tried emailing him, you know, so all you guys who are friends of, oh, Jesus, something is wrong with me. Oh. Yeah, all of you guys who are friends of Raymond 14 on Facebook, message him, leave comments on his wall, say, hey, you've got to do this interview with Timothy James Henson.
Jigu, Tim, I'm calling up to explain why there are guys who insist that you have to be standing up to wipe your ass.
So I'm kind of sick of this now. All right, let's just all agree to disagree. I don't want to hear any more about this standing up, sitting down shit.
Just as I always suspected, there is no Cheryl Murkowski. Tim Henson is Cheryl Murkowski.
I'm really not. First of all, my impression of Cheryl is piss poor at best. Honey! It's not really how she sounds. Honey. Cheryl is real.
Hey, Tim. Decoy Jew here. Just wanted to weigh in. I do a handstand to wipe my ass because I ain't a fan.
Yeah, someone else said that too.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Eric from Pittsburgh. You've been asking, like, whether people are, like, standing up or sitting down. Actually, I'm a wife sitting down on my girlfriend's face.
Oh. Have her use her tongue on your asshole.
Timothy, it's you. White, Boo Henson. I just remember Dan from Texas on it. Hey, man, it's Monday, February some number that you're probably not playing on. But I was calling in and wonder what you thought about the side bits of the Super Bowl, like Christina Aguilera singing the national anthem.
Yeah,
inserting.
I was going to play that on the show, but I don't think it was
very lesser known fact that there was in fact a perilous pie working against the United States.
Did she say perilous pie? You know, I listened to it and I didn't really think it was that funny. But if she said perilous pie, that is kind of.
The Black Eyed Peas were kind of okay. I was more excited to see Slash himself because I'm a.
I gotta be honest with you, I didn't watch the halftime show, or, you know, I can't even comment on any of the commercials or anything, not that it matters now because it's so late. I just didn't care the show.
Hey, Timmy, it's Adam, longtime listener. I've called a couple other times. Anyway, just wanted to let you know that the Pogues on your, I think it was the 4th of February show.
Yes, I featured the lead singer of the Pogues during an interview. He was blitzed out of his mind.
He played a clip from that drunk fuck from the Pogues. He's the lead singer. Shane something is his name. The Pogues actually introduced the Irish punk rock thing. So, like, you know, you have Dropkick Murphy and shit like that. They all got their genre or their ideas from the Pogues. They're actually a pretty good fucking band when they were younger. And before they got all fucked up on heroin and booze and they got just fucking destroyed.
Yeah. If you take a look at this guy, he's a mess.
Timothy Shit Dildo Henson. This is Jaded Dildo, the lethargic listener from California. I'm really glad I found your show because I hate blue-haired near-deads just as much as you.
Oh, they're the worst.
I wanted to tell you about the time I went to the movie theater just recently and they were going 2 fucking miles an hour in the fucking parking lot and, yeah, I was late. But they were right in front of me inching along. Where should we park? Where should we park? And then they fucking finally parked. I had to hold it all together just not to honk at them. And then, when I was in the theater, they came in 15 fucking minutes late.
Okay, look, I understand. Let it all out. It hurts.
Yes, I am very excited. My faith in humanity has been restored by the Super Bowl halftime show. You see a bag of cunts who deserve it no better try so hard and fail so miserably. It's such a wonderful
someone time. Who did not like the Black Eyed Peas, right?
Timmy Boo, what a do? Hey, it's Jeff up in New Hampshire. Hey, I got 2 things for you. Number one, I missed the old intro you used to have for your show.
Who cares? It's a fucking intro.
But that's just my thing. The big thing, you remember how you were saying a long time ago that Panera was one of the places that blocked the Super Freak Sideshow from the website?
I don't know if it was Super Freak Sideshow, but it was definitely Distorted View.
Well, I walked into Panera the other day, and lo and behold, what do I see? I see an old lady lying down on the floor, collapsing from a heart attack. So I think there's a little bit of a...
Justice has been served.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle.
Hi, CJ.
And I just wanted to say thanks for plugging my blog. I really appreciate it. I got some love from a couple of freaks, which was nice. So that's it, Tim. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much. I don't remember his web address now. He Facebooked me, but you go back into the... archives and you can find that. I'll try to post it again if I remember. Or go to CJ's add CJ as a friend on Facebook. Alright, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me show@distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh god, is it? Oh god.
Shit dildo.
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. If you are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss as I pass how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss as I pass how pleasant it's been this time.
Mr. Mac touched my penis, and, well, I was so surprised, I didn't know what to do. I mean, it didn't hurt her feel bad, but it made me so confused.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?